Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Mark James on Sports Radio WEEI.
617-779-7937. I got a better chance of going out with Adriana Lima tomorrow night than the Detroit Lions do at beating the Patriots at Ford Field. I have a better chance with Adriana Lima. The Lions have no chance. The Patriots are going to roll them tomorrow night. They don't lose two games in a row. It doesn't happen. And Matt Patricia clearly in over his head. And the Belichick coaching tree continues to fail. It really does. And like I said, Bill O'Brien, I mean, like, what has he done in the playoffs? Nothing. Nothing. He's underachieving now with Deshaun Watson. And he better be careful because they could look for a change if he doesn't get this season turned around. Back to the phones. We got some guys. Ed in Rhode Island, you've been on hold so long, Ed. Thanks. Patience is a virtue.
Yeah, hi, Mark. How you doing?
Good, Ed.
Good. I like you in the morning, too, you know?
I would love to be on the morning.
Are you not, at 6 o'clock show in the morning?
No, I'm not on there, Ed. I'm trying to get on there, Ed.
Oh, okay.
No, I've never been on. I'd love to get on. We're trying to make it happen, man.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, you made a comment, I don't know, about the game the other night when Mookie came in and won the game with the 3-run homer.
Right.
And so you made some comments about the bullpen blew it, you know, blew the lead and everything. When Stanton hit the grand slam, he made it 6-4, right? And that was in the fourth inning. And the Red Sox bullpen, the rest of the way, five more innings, held the Yankees in pat. And the Yankees chipped away, the Red Sox chipped away and won the game.
Yeah.
But the bullpen, you know, is the one who did it. Now, not only you and all the other talk show guys that kind of knocked the bullpen all year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But not one of you made mention that, geez, we've got a lousy bullpen over here, but they got 105 wins.
Ed.
How many wins would they have if they had a great bullpen?
120.
You know, yeah, probably, yeah.
They probably would. Let me ask you this, Ed. Like I'm injecting you with sodium pentothal truth serum here. Who besides Craig Kimbrell, and forget about Stephen Wright because he's not really a reliever. Who besides Craig Kimbrell do you trust coming out of the bullpen?
Nobody.
Thank you. No further questions, Your Honor. No further questions, Your Honor.
Kelly, Workman, all these guys, dude, they can't throw strikes. All they do is walk people and put them on base.
Do you know what I look at Joe Kelly right now? And I hope, because Kirk and Callahan account tweeted out about how I said David Price crapped his pants the other night at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
When I see Alex Cora go to the bullpen, Ed, and they bring in Joe freaking Kelly. To me, it's like injecting the Red Sox with a virus, like a virus on your laptop that's just going to, the blue screen of death comes, and it's just like, we're throwing this game away. We're going to Joe Kelly. Imagine being one of the only people in the universe to be able to consistently throw triple figures on the radar gun and not have any location or accuracy whatsoever.
Right. You can't throw a strike. Paid millions of dollars and can't throw a strike. And they've been around 10 years, you know, throwing pitches. Tens of thousands of pitches, and they can't throw a strike.
It's amazing. Ed, I appreciate your phone call. Joe Kelly apparently recently went on a show that I hosted prior to my days here in Boston, the Jim Rome Show. Jim Rome had Joe Kelly on for some reason. I don't know why. And Rome asked him, does he miss hitting? And Joe Kelly's like, oh, yeah, I just can't wait. That's why I'm really looking forward to the playoffs. I want to hit. Dude, you might not be on the postseason roster, bro. Like, are you kidding me? Don't worry about hitting. Worry about getting the freaking ball over the damn plate. That's what you worry about. You're talking about hitting? Worry about pitching. That's your job. You have one of them, and you can't even do that. Oh, but there's these Joe Kelly Fight Club t-shirts. Get out of here. Oh, but Buster Olney will interview him on Sunday Night Baseball a couple weeks ago against the Astros. And I can spit sunflower seeds the furthest. And he like I said, he acts like some stupid wannabe cool guy. Who it's like, dude, just get the ball over the plate. You can throw 99, 100. It seems effortlessly, seamlessly. And you can't get the ball over the plate. And guys are tagging you now. Teams are. When Joe Kelly comes in the game, it's like throwing kerosene onto a fire. It's just like, here we go. Now, he's probably going to make the postseason roster. And it's like, uh-oh. He's going to give thousands of people in New England heart attacks when he comes into the game. 617-779-7937. John in Gardner. What's up, John?
Mark, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I've been in and out with you, running around, doing a bunch of stuff. I want to talk about Josh Gordon, but I hope this isn't just an indication of my old age, but not to minimize the legitimate pitching issues we're looking at, but a lot of Red Sox teams over the years have been powerhouses, and when the chips are down, sometimes they don't really produce against good pitching. So I almost worry about that in some regards.
Well, and by the way, and I made fun of before, and like I was talking about Joe Kelly being, you know, Bob Stanley part two. Joe Kelly in his best day could only hope to be, because Bob Stanley, you'd bring him in a game, he'd go 5 2/3 without blinking.
Right.
He was an innings
way,
eater.
You misspoke when you said over 200 wins, right?
Yeah.
It was like 100 and something in the teens, I believe, he won in his career. But be that as it may, the Josh Gordon thing, I happen to be a recovering alky addict, so I'm looking at it more.
By the way, 115. My bad. It was 115 overall. I don't know why I thought he had that many wins.
He has a bunch of probably over.
He had 132 saves and 115 wins, but he was an innings eater, man. That guy would come in. He had a like rubber arm. He was a guy that. He made an all-star game a couple times. He was even considered like Joe Kelly in his pipe dream could never be the pitcher Bob Stanley was
so far. And actually one last thing about Matt Barnes is the one that gets me. I mean, his fastball explodes, the bite on that slider or curve, whatever it is, but he just struggles with the control from time to time. But Josh Gordon, you know, I'm kind of alcoholics and addicts. Don't do knuckleheaded things. They do things that addicts do, and they screw up at the exact worst time. I certainly did, and it's tough. You know, if one could figure out like what turns the key for every individual to find their way into getting sober and clean, you know, you could make a lot of money. So I'm kind of curious. Love to be a fly in the wall. Does Belichick have him come in and say, "Hey, I don't care what you do or don't do. You just got to do your part here and be on time," or does he say, "Hey, we'll do whatever we can to help you, man, and deal with this problem," you know, and kind of go at it that way? I really don't know which way it is.
The main thing for me, John, and the catalyst in all this to make this thing work is, and I don't know that they haven't thought about it, and I'm assuming
I'm sure they have.
I'm assuming that, you know, Belichick and Kraft and Brady probably have. I'm just saying, if I was in that organization and Robert Kraft or Bill Belichick asked for my opinion, I would say, let's get Randy Moss to mentor and tutor this kid so he stays on the path of the straight and narrow. He doesn't start drinking and smoking weed. And
I don't disagree with that, but I mean that they're in the same lane as far as their skills and abilities and natural talent on a football field. But they're not, as far as I know, Randy might have smoked some weed.
He never had any issues with it. I mean, so you were mentioning you're a recovering addict, right, John?
Yep.
Okay, so like, take us through what is Josh Gordon for someone, and again, I'm not like condoning it, but like alcohol and weed, I mean, he's not doing crystal meth or crack or, you know, a synthetic marijuana, but like, you know, synthetic marijuana is the reason why Chandler Jones is no longer a Patriot, but like, right. what is it when you, like, just take us through it, because I don't know what it's like to be addicted to, a substance like that. What, like, how tough is that to get off and just stop cold turkey?
My drug of choice was alcohol. I'm 63 years old.
Okay. So,
and then I was smoking pot all the time. I didn't as a kid, fortunately, but because I think you do destroy a lot more of your brain when you're a kid. But those two went hand in hand. And at the time I was running around and partying and drinking, Coke was everywhere. So I never refused a line of that, but I didn't get into it in a big way. But I've been sober, fortunate to be sober a long time. But I was aware of my problem like 4 or 5 years before I got sober and was screwing around with it and going to some meetings here and there and then off. It's coming to grips with it. And again, I've been around, I worked a little in the treatment field. I've been around recovering people a long time. You just, everybody's different, you know? Mm. And somebody said something, you know, has this kid reached his bottom? And everybody's bottom, quote unquote, is different. And
well, I can tell you this, John, and I appreciate,
I'm sorry. One last thing. I just hope from the, because this could be a really nice story. If the kid gets clean and sober, I don't think he's going to have any issues with the game of football. And it would just be a nice story, and he can be a power of example for a lot of other people. I just hope for the kid's sake, you know, he does it, and the football will fall in place, no question.
All right, thanks, Sean. Appreciate you shedding some light on your personal issues that you had in the past. And it, yeah, it, listen, we're all rooting for the guy. I mean, we all, even if he wasn't wearing a Patriots uniform, I root for the guy. I just, you know, and this kid, because it's like, what's the line from A Bronx Tale? The saddest thing in the world is wasted talent. And so far in his life on this earth, at the rifled age of 27 years old, he's wasted his talent. He's not maximized his potential. And I'm hoping that he's going to, you know, like have this epiphany and going to say that this is it for me, man. There's nothing more I can do. I've got to turn this whole thing around. If I don't, it's over. I mean, it's really over. You want to hang out with your buddy that used to hang out with in Cleveland, Johnny Manziel? You both can hang out in the CFL because Johnny Manziel will probably be cut from that pretty soon too. But you want this guy to get it right. I'm pulling for him. I'm one of those guys, you give people second chances. I mean, the dude's been suspended, like, and missed an entire season twice in his career. You think that would have been rock bottom for him. I don't think that, that it could get any worse than that. I don't, but you don't know. You know, you don't know. Like, you're in someone's shoes. I don't know his demons and... You know, I mean, listen, everybody's got issues. I don't care who you are. We all have them. Josh Gordon's, yeah, he can't stay off the grass and in the bottle. And I'm hoping that this kid can get it right. Because if he does, Brady to Gordon, Brady to Edelman, Brady to Hogan, and then Gronk, and then Dorsett, you're talking about at one point as we go into the season, and this being your biggest weakness, all of a sudden becoming your biggest strength. And that's scary. Travis in Biddleford, Maine. What's up, Travis?
Hey, I just wanted to start by saying I think that the Gordon signing and his potential impact on the Pats is being a little overhyped. By saying he's one of the best to play or one of the most talented receivers out there, I think is a little exaggerated. You could look at a list of the top receiving yards recipients within the last few years, 10 years, 15 years, and there's some one-season bust names on there, and until Gordon does more on the field, I don't think we can say that he's one of the most talented receivers out there.
Travis, in terms of sheer athletic ability, it's unequivocally he is. I mean, there's not like...
From one season?
No, I mean, like, what do you mean one season? Like
one season where he led the...
No, it's fair. No, listen, all fair criticisms on your part. But you see what, like, he's just one of those guys. It's like this guy who used to play in the NBA named Derek Coleman. And Charles Barkley always said, Derek Coleman is the best power forward in the NBA when he wants to be. And I think Josh Gordon could be one of the best receivers in the NFL if he truly wants to be. Does he place his occupation above weed and alcohol? If he's willing to commit to that, it's like, dude, wait till after Super Bowl 53, and then you can smoke all the ganja and drink all the alcohol you want in the offseason. You can do whatever you want to do, but for the next 4.5 months, just keep it clean.
Yeah, I get that. Has anything else been said about his actual health and on-field readiness.
I mean, listen, he's out. I think the biggest news for me this week was that he passed the physical. That, to me, was the big thing. Had he failed the physical, the deal would have been nullified, and he would have gone back to Cleveland, and then they would have, you know, they were on the, you know, they were on the precipice of releasing him. So, no, that's my biggest thing, that he, like, yeah. I mean, he's so far so good, Travis. We'll see tomorrow night. We'll see throughout the rest of the season. But I'm telling you, and yes, somebody on the text line reminded me what I said about, you know, one of the greatest wide he's in terms of a talent, with all due respect to Irving Fryer, I didn't mention Stanley Morgan, who is statistically the greatest wide receiver in Patriots history and is a Patriots Hall of Famer. Stanley Morgan, number 86, was amazing. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he's second to Gronk in terms of all-time with the Patriots in terms of touchdown catches. Yes, that is correct. He's second to Gronk. Gronk has 77. Stanley Morgan had 67. I mean, Stanley Morgan was a player. It he was a stud. And someone called me a dummy on the text line, but that's one of the nicest things. Oh, listen to this, Eamon. I got something else for you. Hi, Saturday at 9:22 at 1:05 p.m. Tell whoever the radio host that at this time that Jeff Gordon is not a redneck NASCAR driver. He's from California. Obviously, this host has a problem with NASCAR. I listen to WEEI all the time, but I won't listen to this guy again. Oh, no, really? Oh, no, because I ranked on NASCAR and Jeff Gordon? You're not going to listen again? Oh, no.
You are a loser. You really are a loser. Get him out.
Oh, no. Eamon, what are we going to do? Do we should we now contact David Field because the texter on the text line? Should we now contact the president and CEO of Entercom because the caller on the text line has a problem with me saying redneck NASCAR? Isn't like redneck NASCAR sort of go with like milk and cookies? Doesn't it kind of go hand in hand? I lived in Charlotte for 3.5 years. I lived in Atlanta in Georgia for 2 years. Isn't that, it sort of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, people just like to whine.
Yeah. Well, I'm never going to listen again. Oh, no. Well, you know, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, pal. All right? We're not begging. We don't beg for listeners. We don't beg for callers.
Bye-bye.
Yes. I mean, that's just where it is. Oh, no. I understand if I had said something bad about, you know, I don't know, like Kevin McHale or Robert Parrish, you being mad. We're talking about NASCAR. It's like Iverson. We're talking about practice. We're talking about NASCAR because I said redneck NASCAR. You're not going to listen. Oh, well, I think we'll survive. I think WEI will be here tomorrow, next week, next month. I don't think I'm going to be off the air next week because of my redneck NASCAR comment. I'm just going to go on a limb and say that. And for you who didn't like it, I guarantee you there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people who did like it. 617-779-7937. We will get to all your phone calls. And something else I heard this week that really, really upset me about someone's agent who said who'd come to this city and play for one of our teams. Yeah, I'm hoping this is just all agent speak. It's like, thank God I wasn't driving when I heard this, because if I was, I would have driven my car off the road. That someone, that one of the teams here in this market is considering bringing this guy in, and it blows my mind. 617-779-793.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I was not high on it at all. I mean, you know, the history of Josh Gordon it's beyond riddled with off-field issues, substance abuse, consistently letting down the team that drafted him, and continually, time after time after time, showed faith in him and brought him back. And I thought it was a bad signing, a bad trade, quite honestly. And you know what? The Patriots might get something good out of him. And if they don't get anything good out of him, then it's almost nothing ventured, nothing gained. But I just, I mean, this is, the Patriots are a proud franchise. And I realize that what I'm saying is a little bit of idealistic crapola, but the Patriots should not be in business with Josh Gordon. He's not worthy of this franchise.
Well, tell us how you really feel, Peter King. Wow. I mean, it sounded a little personal there. I understand. We all understand the issues that he has. And yes, he has let down many people in Cleveland. The owners, the GM, Hugh Jackson, the head coach, his teammates, and a lot of fans. He's let them down. But doesn't mean he won't work here in New England. Randy Moss let a lot of people down in Oakland, okay, for 2 years. And then he found a home with the Patriots. So I'm not saying he's going to be Randy Moss, but give him a shot, you know. So, wow, I mean, that's Peter King, man, went all in on Josh Gordon. It's just, you know, I empathize with the kid in the sense that, you know, I just hope he's learned the error of his ways. If he doesn't and he can't stay clean, then one thing Peter King did say there, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You spent $700,000 and you wasted a fifth-round pick. Big deal. Big deal. The Patriots wasted a second-round pick on Chad Jackson. The Patriots, as of now, wasted 2 first-round picks on Isaiah Wynn and Sony Michel. Okay? So far, that draft's not looking so good. So, a fifth-round pick, big deal. They got a seventh-rounder in return. So, I'm not really too concerned with it. 617-779-7937 to get in. Let's go to Wally in Fall River. Wally, what's up?
What's up, Mark? You know, this has been a storybook season. I followed these guys for a long time since 1961, and everything Cora does, I mean, you have to give the staff a lot of credit too. These guys are well prepared for every game. You can't make any mistakes against the Red Sox without paying. But if anybody's going to be the GOAT for the postseason, it's going to be Dombrowski for not getting that final piece, that one reliever to stabilize the bullpen.
And by the way, when you say GOAT, you don't mean greatest of all time. You mean scapegoat. Yes.
Scapegoat.
Yes.
I mean, you look at K.O. Kelly, Heathcliff Embry. You really want these guys in tight situations.
Yeah.
The only ones you could really trust now, I'd say, is Stephen Wright, Bonds, and Kimbrough. But you're going to have to squeeze more out of your starters, I think. I mean, you know, just to compensate, the bullpen's been Russian roulette outside of Kimbrough for basically the whole year. But they can't complain about the payroll because look at the money they're paying Still Hanley for a nice vacation all summer and these other guys. So, like I said, I felt that, you know, if Dombrowski would have got to that final piece, he would have had a lockdown bullpen.
And here's the thing, Heath Embry, since August, he's got a 6.55 ERA. Since the All-Star break, Matt Barnes has over a 6 ERA. So those guys have been like, and don't even get me started on Pomerantz. Pomerantz, like, I hope the Red Sox just outright release this guy before they name their final playoff. Pomerantz is just, oh, he's a walking train wreck. I mean, like, he's on the front cover of the Globe magazine, one of the most stylish Bostonians before the year began. I remember I kept it. I gave it to somebody in the Nesson newsroom. We make fun of it. And maybe it's the cover of the Bostonian magazine Jinx, because he has been a abject failure, an unmitigated disaster.
But no, you have to admit, that's the one Achilles heel. If Dombrowski could have straight, like I said, there were relievers available, but they didn't want to spend the money. But like I said before, you're throwing a lot of money down the toilets on these other guys you signed, and now with the team, and you're still paying them.
Yeah, I know. Tyler Buttrey, look at what he's doing with the Angels so far. He's been lights out. And you gave him up for Ian Kinsler. Now, you gave him up before seeing what he had to offer. And the Red Sox will rue the day on that one. 617-779-7937. Howard in Amesbury. What's up, Howard?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good afternoon.
Good to talk to you.
I just wanted to say about Josh Gordon. So, I don't agree that a lot of people know what his issues are. And I've been sober over 8 years, and I'm 58 years old. I've struggled with ADHD, bipolar. And all the time when I relapsed before I got it right this time, number one, I never had medication. I went off it. Number two, I didn't deal with my issues, and instead I tried to use drugs to cover that up and to deal with all those things in life and numb everything. But when I decided to face what my issues were, and I knew what they were, and I got therapy for it, I turned my life around. I'm a top sales rep, and I've given away many jobs. I threw them away because I chose the other route because I didn't want to deal with life on life's terms. And that's what he has to do. He has to face issues that he's got inside and not cop out with using a substance. And that's what I wanted to say, and I'll let you guys talk.
Well, Howard, that's a great point. I mean, I got to tell you, that's exactly what he has to do. And right now, it's just like you're at a crossroads, bro. I mean, that's it. This is it for you. It's like I'm looking in a crystal ball, and if you mess this thing up, I got three letters for you. CFL with Johnny Manziel. You want to go hang out with your buddy that was your party buddy and the guy that when Johnny Manziel was reckless and didn't appreciate his job with the Cleveland Browns and was posting on Instagram when he was hanging out a lot with Josh Gordon. Stop associating with people like Johnny Manziel as well. Stop. You got to just change your life. This isn't for Josh Gordon. Coming to New England isn't just about getting his football career back on track. It's getting his life right again. That's it. That's what he's got to do more than anything. Because right now, I mean, like you're not going to get many more chances. When the Browns, a team that hadn't won a game in over nearly 2 years, gave up on you. And they gave you over what seemed like countless chances after chance after chance and stuck with you and paid you while you were out. Finally said, we've got to finally sever ties. I mean, you will get Hard Knocks. You had Hugh Jackson, like some middle school girl waiting to get a text, waiting to see it when Josh Gordon was going to text him. Oh, he's going to be coming. He's coming tomorrow. He's going to be back in the building. And they finally had to just say, we got to cut bait now. This is it. We have to sever all ties. They were going to do that. And then the Patriots stepped up and said, all right, before you do that, we're going to do it. And there were teams like the Eagles and 49ers who were looking to get in there and get him in. And then the Patriots stepped up and said, here's what we'll do. We want to get this guy in. That's how much Belichick and Kraft were willing to go to bat for a guy who he's a flight risk. Let's be honest. I look at Josh Gordon and for everything great that I can sit here and say about him and everybody out there, all the critics and people out there, and you know what? They're indefensible. You're right. On everything you said, he's got to get his life right. And then he can get, you take care of your personal life, you get your head screwed on straight, you stay clean, you don't mess up, and then football will come next. The football stuff, I'm not worried about. You can't teach that type of talent. It doesn't happen often. This is a guy that talent like Josh Gordon doesn't come along very often. It doesn't. So for me, that's what I want to see more about it. All right, I'm going to get to this next. And I can't believe this has happened, but this has happened. And we will play you sound on who one of the teams in the city is allegedly interested in. And we've gone down this road before, and I thought we had buried this, but yet we might have to go down again unless this is just nothing but posturing by this guy's agent. 617-779-7937. You want to get into the Red Sox bullpen? You can talk about that, the biggest issues heading into the postseason, plus your thoughts on Josh Gordon and what I'm about to talk about next. Final hour right here on WEI.
This is Mark James on WEI.
I said a year ago he was going to get a contract in 10 days. I would just say stay tuned that next week there may be some news.
So he likes the Dolphins. He might want to join the Dolphins if he's allowed to.
I wouldn't say join the Dolphins. I've got two other teams that will remain nameless.
Oh, come on. Give us a hint.
I'll just say this. If Al Davis was still alive, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, wow. Hey, did you hear that Meek Mill wants to do a he's going to do an anthem, a Colin Kaepernick anthem.
I've heard that. You know who Meek Mill was visited by when he was in custody?
Tell the folks at home.
Robert Kraft.
Bingo. This guy knows everything.
Yeah, I know. He's
That's
a sports
it.
Guy. Hey, wait. What does the support of LeBron James mean?
I think LeBron is an icon, just like Colin.
Yeah.
Wow. That last part. Colin Kaepernick is an icon. I guess we have lessened the definition of the word icon. This is Mark James on WEEI. Now, wow. And I'm hoping this is nothing more than his agent blowing smoke to sort of create some diverted attention to his client that teams are interested. Maybe some teams are interested. But I am hoping and I am praying that one of those teams that he speaks of is not the New England Patriots. Because if it is, that would, I mean, from a sports talk radio standpoint, it's like Christmas and Hanukkah rolled in one. But why would you bring that three-ring circus to New England if you're Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick? Why would you do it? For a guy and his last 19 starts is 3-16. For a guy who's never thrown 25 touchdown passes in a season. For a guy who's never had a fourth quarter comeback in his career. Never had a 4,000-yard passing season. And completed less than 60% of his passes as a starting quarterback. If you're the Patriots, why would you bring Colin Kaepernick to New England? I don't get it. I have no idea. 617-779-7937. Do you think that that would be a good idea? And don't give me, well, we need to transition. And Brady's not going to be here forever. I think Brady walks away after next season. And I'm hoping it's going to be after the 2020 season. But something tells me after 2019, I think Brady perhaps walks away. Are you willing to hand over the reins after that to Colin Kaepernick? For everything, and I'm not even talking about, Eamon, we got the commercial from Nike, the abbreviated version. I mean, forget about, like, you want CNBC, CNN, MSNBC, you want all of them here camping out at Gillette Stadium because of this?
When they talk about the greatest team in the history of the sport, make sure it's your team. If you have only one hand, don't just watch football. Play it at the highest level. And if you're a girl from Compton, don't just become a tennis player. Become the greatest athlete ever. Yeah. Ask if they're crazy enough.
You want that circus coming to New England. Do you have any idea what it would, like, you've seen the Super Bowl media day when they have all those, you know, women who dress up in wedding dresses, Inez Sands proposing to Tom Brady. You have, you know, like all these shenanigans and people who are not real media. You're talking about that being at New England. And you just brought in Josh Gordon, which I'm all for. I'm pro Josh Gordon. I'm not no Josh Gordon. I want Josh Gordon because I think he makes it better. But there's a lot of thing the New England Patriots would do. I would rather the Patriots bring back Tommy Hodson. There's a name. Hugh Millen. Scott Sequels before Colin Kaepernick. I'm not joking either. Tony Eason. Tony Eason before Colin Kaepernick. You talk about infecting, like I said, when you bring Joe Kelly out of the bullpen, it's like infecting the Red Sox with a virus on their chance to win the game. It's the same thing with Colin Kaepernick. No, no, and hell no. Eight days a week and 10 times on Sunday on Colin Kaepernick. I do not want this guy here in New England. Why would you? Why would he make the New England Patriots better? And don't give me his touchdown to interception ratio. I don't care about that. I'm talking about all the other extraneous things off the field. The things that he brings before we even get to football. Because Colin Kaepernick doesn't care about football.
Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
He's pandering now to everybody who's taking up his cause. That's all he's doing. Football's not the first and foremost priority in this guy's life. And you're talking about the New England Patriots. Now, like I said, we don't know the Patriots are interested. This is from the mouth of his agent, who could just be throwing that out there to make other teams interested. But boy, the Patriots could do a lot of things, but the worst thing they could ever do is bring Colin Kaepernick to New England. 617-779-7937. At that point, I just throw up my hands. I said, all right, now it's now the beginning of the end. I'm starting to see it right now.
You know who Meek Mill was visited by when he was in custody?
Oof. Do you think that there's any truth to this? I mean, it could be. Maybe Robert Kraft is interested. I highly doubt Belichick would be.
We are all Patriots.
I highly doubt he would be. No. And could you? And now I know if Belichick brought him here, it would be under, okay, if you kneel, you're gone. You cannot kneel. That's number one. And I don't think Colin Kaepernick would do it. I think that Colin Kaepernick would indeed kneel and keep this thing going.
That's
now,
correct.
He's been out of the league now for 2 years. Close to, like, he hasn't played since 2016. So we're talking, it doesn't look like he's going to play this season ever. He's suing the National Football League. But for him to come out, his agent to come out and say, yeah, the Patriots are one of the teams, or not say it, but say it in an indirect way. Who did Meek Mill? Who was he visited by when he went to prison? Robert Kraft. Oh, okay. Well, that's the guy.
Nah. We don't really do it that way.
Yeah, we don't. I agree with you, Bill. I'm hoping Robert Kraft is not interested in Colin Kaepernick. I really am. That to me at that point, you are, you know, there's always that sort of moment where you start to, and we thought it was going to happen this year. And Ian O'Connor came out with the book that's saying that Tom Brady was ready to divorce himself from Bill Belichick finally in March. Well, if they brought in Colin Kaepernick, if I was Tom Brady, I would be willing to divorce myself immediately from the New England Patriots. I would say that's enough. Now, Brady, he might not feel that way. If I was in his shoes, that's what I would want to do. What would you do if you were Tom Brady and the Patriots brought in Colin Kaepernick at that point? I mean, you built this thing for nearly 20 years. And you had Jimmy Garoppolo. You couldn't keep him here because of salary cap issues or whatever. And that's the one winning Powerball ticket we're never going to get back. But to bring in Colin, especially of all places like New England, I think Kaepernick would fit in a lot of places. Seattle is number one. Possibly L.A., with the Chargers. I think those cities would accept them. Not Dallas, not Tampa, certainly not Carolina, not Atlanta, and not New England. One of the owners of the Giants, Mr. Mara, came out and said that he's never seen such people chime into his franchise on when there was talk about whether or not the Giants would be interested in Colin Kaepernick last year. And he basically said there's no way we would do it. You talk about the boycotts, the cons would far outweigh the pros. And oh, by the way, are you seeing now that the government is getting a lot of stores in leagues out there to stop buying Nike? Why? Because Colin Kaepernick. Now, I will say this, their stock is up for now. But the long-term effects of this have ramifications that the Patriots could not possibly do it. Like you don't want, the cons far outweigh the pros on this. Even if the guy can still come and play, we don't know. He hasn't played in over 2 years. Even if he can still play, less than 60% of his passes, the Patriots don't have the RPO. They don't have the run pass option. So this, to me, this is a non sequitur. This is a non starter. I don't believe in Colin Kaepernick, and I don't believe him here in New England. I think a lot of it would just, you talk about dividing and polarizing your fan base, then you bring in Colin Kaepernick, if that's what you want to do. And there are far better options out there. I don't like it. 617-779-7937. Speaking of the article, now I give Ian O'Connor credit for coming out with the article and the book about Tom Brady and about, the Patriots situation and Brady willing to divorce himself back in March right after the Super Bowl. I believe in all that. Ian, You're 2 months late. The season's already started. We know all that stuff. We get it. We saw Tom versus Time, episode 1 and then episode 6 at the end of the season. We get all that. But, I mean, you're a little too late to the party right now, Ian. I believe it. And I believe it got completely contentious and acrimonious that things need to be settled down. That's why Tom Brady missed all the voluntary OTAs and offseason and all the training and conditioning. That wasn't by accident. It was on purpose. I get all that. But you're way too late on this one for me. Like, you needed to come out with this book 2 months ago when we were in the dead of sports talk radio season. Now we're in the height of it. We know this already. Seth Wickersham broke this back in January. And then more stories started to fester. And you saw the end of Tom versus Time. You know, we did. It's too late now. I mean, okay, tell us something we don't know. And if you're Tom Brady, yeah, I understand that why after 18 seasons that you were willing to walk away and say, I'm ready to be done with this guy. I mean, Belichick, it's got to be graining on you. It's got to be wearing on you, especially when you brought 5 titles. And we all know Bill Belichick's record without Tom Brady. He has a losing record. Something like 55-63 without Tom Brady, whatever it is. Actually, it can't be that much because I don't think he coached that many. Oh, yeah, he did back in Cleveland, probably about 55-63. He has a losing record without Tom Brady, something in those numbers. So Brady has made Belichick, but Belichick has also made Brady. And that's why they're both the GOAT. 617-779-7937. Pull up Joe on a cell. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing? I'm just stunned at that Peter King clip.
I know. It's rather dismissive, isn't it?
In my mind. I think Robert Kraft is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Okay? For Peter King to feel like the Patriots organization is Lily White, I think that he's been partying with Elon Musk and Joe Rogan. Okay? I'm just stunned at that. Because the NFL as a league, to me, you know, the Patriots might be the cleanest team in the league, but that doesn't make them pure. And Robert Kraft is going to do whatever he thinks is going to bring in money.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. But let me ask you this, Joe. And the one thing on the Kaepernick situation, if you were the Patriots, would you take a flyer on him?
No way.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean Robert Kraft won't.
So
Robert Kraft would love CNBC and all those stations hanging out at Foxborough.
Well, the one thing
he's money driven. He's, you know, when his wife passed away, I think in like 3 months he was on to some girl who's probably half his age.
Yeah, Ricky Noel Landers.
Poor Myra. I mean,
yeah.
You know, so if you think that he's Lily White and he's gonna turn his back on Colin Kaepernick, you know, and I hope he does because I think that's the wrong thing to do. But he's capable of doing anything when money's involved.
Well, you bring up some interesting points, Joe, and you know what? You might be right. And that's the thing that scares me because it doesn't really matter when it comes down to what we all think of what the Patriots should do. Ultimately, if Kraft wants to take a look at Kaepernick, well, they're going to take a look at Kaepernick. I just think you would completely divide your fan base and it would turn into a bleep storm up here in New England. Sports talk radio-wise, I'll say this. Personally speaking, and for the betterment of WEEI and Entercom Radio, bring in Colin Kaepernick. We all, I'm speaking on behalf of Entercom Radio, we want Colin Kaepernick here in New England. We do. Because you know what? It's like
the cash cow, baby.
Are you kidding me? Because, like, both stations in this town rode that Deflategate thing for 2.5 years. It drove ratings and revenue for nearly 2.5 years here. You bring in Kaepernick, that's like, as we call it, free radio, Joe. Free radio.
My last quick thing,
yeah.
As far as bringing in Flash Gordon, which is great, my only suggestion would be, can we get, like, bring in Randy Moss to, like, kind of take him under his wing.
Joe, great minds must think alike, Joe, because that's what I've been saying since the beginning of this show. And I think if you're the Patriots and you truly care about this guy, Randy Moss needs to be his mentor. He does. He needs to be the guy that makes sure that he doesn't screw up.
Because Randy Moss will come in and say, you know what? Belichick saved my career. I'm grateful to him and the Patriots. And
yep.
You know, and if he maybe has that mindset of here's a guy that's been through a lot as well and cleaned himself up, you know, Randy Moss will he'll just speak highly of the whole Patriots organization.
Oh, and as you can tell, Joe, and thanks for the phone call, it's reciprocal. Because Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick went to his Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Canton back in August. So they have a tremendous – yeah, things didn't end well here before Moss left. It was – he had become sort of a locker room cancer at the end, and he wanted the big money contract, and they weren't going to give it to him. And he was like, look at the numbers I put up, and it didn't – but they were able to salvage that. And I think Randy Moss has grown up a lot. And when he came over from Oakland, it looked like, uh-oh, was this guy just a flash in the pan in Minnesota? Because he didn't do anything in Oakland. Now, granted, he didn't have any good quarterbacks throwing to him like Dante Culpepper and the garbage they had there with the Raiders at the time. But, no, I think Randy Moss for Josh Gordon, that's a home run for the Patriots. You want to make sure this guy is going to produce on Sundays, you let Randy Moss be the guy to be his mentor. It would be a home run for the Patriots. I'm interested to see what Josh Gordon's going to do tomorrow night. I don't think he's going to be a big part of the game plan, but, you know, there might be some packages they have designed for him. 617-779-7937, a lot of things on the table. Would you take a flyer on Kaepernick, according to his agent, who basically inferred and insinuated that the Patriots are one of the teams that are interested in him? I say hell no. Also, Josh Gordon, your thoughts on that? The Red Sox bullpen, is it enough to get this team to win their first postseason series in 5 years? Mark James on WEI. Speaking on behalf of Entercom Radio, we want Colin Kaepernick here in New England. We do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.